Claiborne Park opens in 1959 in a comfy home in a white middle-class neighborhood of Chicago. The house has just been sold, but the head of the neighborhood homeowners association comes knocking at the door to express his considerable concern.
I have met personally with the family.
What family?
Well, he claims that this family, the family to whom Ted has sold the house.
It's a colored family.
Sorry, don't we say Negro now?
And there we are, dealing with a very touchy subject. Claiborne Park is ultimately a comedy that tackles serious themes, so the conversation soon takes a turn.
I mean, isn't it possible that they're, I don't know, Mediterranean?
The play's second half is set 50 years later, in 2009, in the same living room. Claiborne Park is now a black neighborhood, and a white suburban couple has bought the old house. They want to tear it down and build a new home that would be fancier than the existing older homes.
We talked about renovation. We discussed it because these houses are so charming, and I know it's a shame, but when you figure in the crack in the subfloor and the cost of the lead abatement, and in a market like this one, it made more sense to start from scratch.
Right. That sounds like gentrification to the black homeowners, and soon we're back in an awkward conversation about neighborhood integrity and property values, a scene with eerie and hilarious parallels to the 1959 conversation in the first act. You even hear the same phrases, but in a modern context they become more jabbing and funny. Claiborne Park is a script that picked up the Pulitzer Prize and the Tony Award, and it's easy to see why. The play also generated controversy. Some people didn't like the use of humor in dialogue about racial stereotypes. But Claiborne Park is a powerful and important play. This Capitol stage production, the play's local premiere, features vivid ensemble acting and handles sensitive subjects stylishly. Simply put, Claiborne Park is one terrific show. Jeff Hudson, Capital Public Radio News.